We started earlier today on Daf Tzadi Zayin Omid Beis, and we got about halfway through the Omid. I'd like to finish the Omid now. We didn't have a chance before. We're up to Ashkechan Chatas de Miskadesh Bebalua, which you'll see three lines before the wide lines. And the Gemara is continuing on the halacha with regard to the pasuk in Vayikra Vav, Kol Asher Yiga Bibsar Yikdash, a pasuk in the context of Parashas Chatos, which tells me that if a Chatos has a Negia and it comes in contact with another carbon or something that absorbs the Chatos, and even if it's chulin, it gets limited and restricted by the laws of chatas. Shar kochim inolin. How do we know that even something that came in contact with other kochim becomes kadosh? And presumably this might apply even when the normal halachas of blia might not apply. And that's why the Torah says Kol Asher Yiga, that we're talking about even Negiya. Alternatively, this might be a chiddush that there is such a thing as Bliya of Kodshim that generates an Iser Kodshim. Omar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Zion, after the Torah writes all the dinim of Karbonos, this is a general Pasuk that includes all categories of karbonos and gives me a hekesh from one carbon to the other. And if chatos is going to be my paradigm for this din of negia, then it's going to apply to all karbonos as well. So let's read the pasuk inside. Zos haTorah laola v'la mincha v'la chatos v'la oshem v'la miluim u'lezevach hashlomim. And this sets up a hekesh, which equates all the karbonos, and we could derive one from the other. And basically, the whole pasuk is superfluous and it's unnecessary, because in each parasha we have the dinim of, let's say, an ola zos toras ola, an chata zos toras chatas, etc., etc. So the Gemara is going to clarify that this gives us a hekesh of chatos to all karbonos. Chatos becomes now the melamed, and all karbonos, if something absorbs from that karbon in a case of maga, then it becomes miskadesh with the limitations and the restrictions of that karbon. It's not dafka chatos. The Gemara now asks the following question. It says la'ola in this pasuk. What exactly does the word la'ola teach me? Ki ola. Ma ola te'una kli, af kol te'ina kli. So the requirement of a kli in all karbonos is derived from ola. What does that mean, my kli? In what context are we talking about a requirement of a kli? Ilem and mizrak, if we're talking about deriving from ola that you need kabbalas adam in a mizrak, the mizrak is the receptacle that receives the dam, and just like ola requires a kabbalas adam in a mizrak, and that's based on the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It says vayishlach es narei bnei Yisrael vayalu olos, and it says there vayikach Moshe chatzi adam vayasem baganos. Aganos is a mizrak. Is so too all karbanos require a mizrak. So the question now is, why do we have to use Ola as the paradigm to teach us Mizrak? In Shalmei Tzibur, Namik Sivbu, in that same context, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Vayisbuchu Zvachim Shlomim. Not only is Olos part of this Havas HaKor, but also Shlom were brought. And again, the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam Vayasim Baganos. And once the Torah requires, in the case of Shlomim, Agonos, meaning a Mizrak and a Kli Kibul, then we can derive Olos from Shlomim. So that if Dam Shlomim requires a Mizrak, and we have a hekesh of all korbanos here, then Ola would also require mizuk. Why do you require this drasha, this alfusa from Ola? Ella says the Gemara, the requirement of Kli, which is derived from Ola, is with regard to Shechita, that you need a sakin for Shechita. You cannot shecht the kodshim neither with an even nor with a kaneh, some sort of sharp object, which would normally be okay for Shechitas Chulin, but in Kli, in Klei Migdash, in Shechitas Karba, we need a Kli Shares, and you can't just take a Kli Chol. And not only that, you need a sakin, and you can't use any other object. And this is derived from Ola. So the Gemara says, Ola Gufa Min Ola. What's the source? How do you know that even in Ola you need a sakin for Shechita? Gemara answers, Shenema Dechsiv, it says in the Parashah of the Akedah, Vayishlach Avraham Es Yodo V'yikach Es HaMacheles. And Macheles is a sakin. And it clearly indicates that Avraham Avinu took a sakin for the purpose of Shechita. And Vahasam Olahu, the status of the Akedah is that of a Karban Ola, Dechsiv Ayaleuli Ola Tachas Beno, that he took the ram, the isle, as a replacement for Yitzchak, and that was an Ola. So now we see that just like Ola requires a Sakin, so too all other Karbanos require a Sakin. Now it's interesting that the Gemara didn't quote the Pasuk of Aleu Sham Li Ola. That was the Tzivri from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that comes before the Pasuk of Tachas Bino over here. And the Tiferes Yaakov answers that even though the Pasuk with regard to Yitzchak is clear and outspoken that he was a Korban Ola, nevertheless we cannot derive the Dinim of Adam from Behema. And therefore we need that extra pasuk that refers to the isle of Yitzchak. And it says, Bayaleu li ola tachas beno. The Gemara now wants to go through this pasuk and pick up mincha. Mincha is mentioned in this pasuk. So the Gemara asks, when it says, Zos HaTorah mincha, ma, what are you deriving from mincha? Mincha in echels el zichrei kahuna, that you need zcharim, as it says in the pasuk Vayikra Vav Kol Zachar Mibnei Aaron Yochlena, and not Nikevos, is Af Kol Ein Nachalim LeZichrei Kuhuna. What does that mean, Af Kol? All other karbonos require Zichrei Kuhuna, is that so? Maihi? Which karbonos are we meant to derive from this Hekish Mincha that requires Zichrei Kuhuna? I Chatos V'Yosham. If you require Zichrei Kuhuna and Chatos V'Yashem derived from Mincha, is a Behedrik Sibahu. The Torah requires, explicitly sets the requirement of Zichrei Kuhuna in Chatos V'Yashem. In Yashem it says, Kol Zachar Bakonim Yochlena. In Chatos it says, Kol Zachar Bakonim Yochal Osa. V'I, and if we're going to say that, we're going to derive from Mincha Shalmei Tzibur, that Shalmei Tzibur have to be, that's the Kimse Yetzer Zechakshus, have to be by Zichrei Kuhuna. So let me ask the following question, says the Gemara. Even Shalmei Tzibur, I don't need a limud from Mincha, because Meribuye Dekra'asi, this halacha that Shalmei Tzibur requires Zichrei Kuhuna is derived from a ribuy. In the parasha of Matonos, of Matnas Kuhuna, in Bamidbar Yilches, it says, Bakodesh HaKadoshim Tochlena, Kol Zachar Yochal Oso, and Yochal Oso is an extra pasuk for a ribui. Limed al shalmi tzibushen echolim elo lezichrei kohuna. This is a pasuk in Parshas Korah. And even though it's not clear from the pasuk that we're talking about zichrei shalmi tzibur, nevertheless, since it says kodesh yelacha holach, and with regard to shalmi tzibur, it also says kodesh yelah. So we make a hekesh, and we assume that the parsha in Korach is coming to teach us a din about Shalmei Tzibur. So again, we're stuck. We don't understand which karbanos are we meant to derive from Mincha to restrict the achilu to Zichrei Kuhuna. So the Gemara says, in truth, we're going to derive Shalmei Tzibur as far as the requirement of Zichrei Kuhuna from Mincha. Ayus, we have the ribui of Yochal Oso. Tanoihi. That's going to be a machlokas tanoim. From whence do we derive this halacha of Shalmitziva that requires Zichrei Kahuna? And the Gemara says the following. Here we turn to Sadi Chesom and Al. Ika denafkile mehocha, the Ika denafkile mehocha. Some are of the opinion, and this is one Tana, that we derive Shalmit Tzibur, the requirement of Zichrei Kuna, from the Hekish to Mincha, and another Tana will derive from the Reba and the Pasuk, as we saw earlier. The Gemara now wants to clarify what do we derive from the Hekish to Chatos. The Zos Torah Chatos. Ma chatos mekadeshes bibolua af kol mekadeshes bibolua. Just like chatos, if it has a contact of maga with other karbonos, or more likely with chulin, so it's mekadesh and restricts the achila of that chulin. Is kach so too all karbonos are mekadesh the basar if there was some maga, some blia, and the din is kimosam. And even if you'll ask, but in the case of Mincha, the Torah also says, Kol Asher Yiga Bahem Yikdash. So we certainly don't have to derive Mincha from Chatos. What does he mean when he says, Af Kol Mekadeshes Bibolua? So the Tana derives this from Chatos and not from Mincha, says Rashi, because Mincha would not be able to teach us, because Mincha, which is called Racha, then we understand why it generates an Iser and something that comes in contact with it. And the reason why Mincha is called Racha, is because of its mixture with Shemen. But that wouldn't prove anything about Shaar Kodshim. In other words, when there's a specific reason why we want to limit this halacha of Makadesh B'maga to one particular carbon, we can't derive it from that carbon to others. But in the case of Chatos, we don't have this concept of Racha Mibliya, and therefore we're going to say the Chatos becomes the paradigm to teach us the Halacha Miskadeshes Bibolua. The Pasuk says Zos Torah Torah Osham. What is Osham teaching us? Ma Osham Ein Shafir. In other words, the skin of the Vlad, Vishilya, or the placenta where the Ubar, where the fetus is found, Kadosh Bo. Just like in Osham, which is only going to come from a Zohar, there's no din of Kiddush with regard to Shafir and Shilya. And it's impossible to even imagine that in Osham there would be Shafir v'Shilya b'mei HaKodshim that would be Mekadeshit. Is Afkol, so too in other Karbonos like Chatos and Shlomim, which come to Kevos, Ein Shafir v'Shilya Kodesh Bo. So the Gemara clarifies this, because Savar, the Tana of this Brisa holds that Ein Shfir V'Shalya Shal Vlados HaKarbonos Kedoshim. Why? Because Vlados Kedoshim Bavayosam Eim Kedoshim. The Vlad that's born to a Karbon is not Kadosh B'mei Ima, but rather B'leda. And that we're going to derive from Asham. And therefore the parts that are there, and the extensions that are there because of Leda, but before Leda, because of the fetal stage, they're not included in the Kedusha. However, you have to add another principle here, that the Tana of the Spreiser holds that Donim Efshar Mishai Efshar. A Hekesh can teach me something from a Malamed, even though the Malamed itself doesn't have any Shaychus to that Din, and the Nilma does have Shaychus, so we're going to derive from Osham, where there's no shaykhus, you can't even talk about a shafir, we're talking about a zachar, you can derive conclusions about nekevos, about animals that do have a shafir v'shilya, and that's called donim efshar, misha'i efshar. To add one point, we said that an osham must be a male, and therefore there's no such thing as shafir v'shilya. He translates Shafir as the fetus itself and Shilya as the amniotic sac. I called it the placenta. But when the Torah says that in the case of Asham, the Chelev and the Kloyos, the two kidneys, are burnt on the Mizbeach as Haktorah, it doesn't include the Chelev and the Kloyos of the fetus itself. And the Torah, by setting up Asham together in this Hekesh with other Karbanos, tells us that even in the case of Karbanos that are female, for example, Chatos and Shlomim, only the Chelev and the Kloyos are burnt on the Mizbeach, but not the Chelev and the Kloyos, or the Shilya and the Shafir, the fetuses. The Gemara goes on and says, Miluim. The Pasuk says, Zost Atorah Miluim. And these are the Karbanos that were brought during the 7 days of Miluim by the Kohanim in Parshas, in Shmos Perek Chavtes. Ma miluim mosrosein b'sreifa. Af kol mosrosein b'sreifa. In the case of miluim, any nosar from the basar zevach is burnt on the fire, as it says, v'im yivaser mibsar ha-miluim min alechem anaboker v'saraftes ha-nosar ba'esh lo ye'ochel ki kodeshu. And so too, in the case of all zvachim, the mosrosein, the notes of the basarim have a din of Sreifa. Now we go on. Miluim also teaches me something else. V'ein Bali Chaim b'mosrehem. And Bali Chaim are not included in the din of Sreifa. Sreifa of Mosar. Because at the time of the Miluim, there were no Bali Chaim in the Mosar of the Miluim. These were Karbonas Tzibur. And they weren't mafresh any behemoth lachrayus, and therefore lo avad echem mehem v'hufrash acher tachtov. It was never replaced through the law of achrayus because there was no achrayus. Sometimes you set up a second carbon if you lost the first one, then you found the first one, and there's a din of akrova, but that doesn't apply. There's no din of mosar with regard to the Miluim, and therefore we're going to derive in the case of other Karbanos, Ein Bali Chaim Bim Mosrehem. Let's say a few words about Mosar, because there are really two categories of Mosar. There's Mosar, which is called Bali Chaim. In other words, if one needs one carbon, we set aside two animals, the second one as a replacement if something happens to the first one. Once we have makriv the first one, the second one becomes a mosar that's alive. That's called Bali Chaim b'mosrei sehem. Or let's say if one lost his carbon, then he found it after he set aside a different carbon to replace the first one, that's called mosar. And there the carbon is alive and well. There's another kind of mosar, which is otherwise known as nosar, and that's the meat of a carbon which remained after the allotted time period for achila. And the Torah commands that nosar has to be burnt, but it doesn't say anything about mosar that's a bal chai, in the case where he replaced it because one was lost, or thinking one might get lost. So we might think that just like in the case of nosar, you need sreifa, so too in the case of mosar, you might need sreifa. That's what this pasuk mami luim b'mos roseim b'sreifa. This pasuk is now telling us that ein bali chayim b'mosrosehem. Let me read to you what he says here in the note. He says ein bali chayim b'chlal dim sreifas mosar. So again, if you're talking about nosar, that's basar. The animal was already brought on the mizbeach. He didn't eat the basar within its time allotment. That's nosar, and that has to be burnt. And certainly in that sense, Miluim would be a paradigm of a case of Nosar. But now we're talking about Mosar. We're talking about a Bal Chai that's alive. And this Bal Chai is not included in the Din of Sreifa. And the reason for that is because in the case of Miluim, there were no mosar miluyim. In other words, if I have a personal private carbon, I could set up a replacement carbon. That's called achrayas, because I'm responsible to be mekayim my neder. But in the case of a carbon tzibur, like miluim, there is no responsibility here. It's just the carbon is brought, and there's no backup carbon. So you can't say that in the case of miluim, one of the carbonists was lost, they were mafish another one, they found the first one. That whole thing doesn't exist. And again, we're assuming now, done in efsha mi'efsha, that in all zvachim, we're going to burn the nosar, but there's no din of balichayim mosar seyem to require sreifa. There's no din sreifa in balichayim mosar seyem, in the classical case of mosar. So for example, in the case of a yochid, let's say it was mafish two karbonis because of a zachariah, so that if one gets lost, he'll be miskaper with the second one. Or in a case where his mafish a karbon, he lost it, and then he found the first one again, after he was makriv the replacement, the other one, which might be the original one, is nosar, but there's no din of sreifa. The Gemara now goes on to ask, what do we learn from shlamim? It says, zosator shlamim. So the Gemara says, ma shlamim mefaglim, just like there's a din of pigul, if he had in mind, while he was doing the avoda, that he's going to eat the basal achar zmano, the korban becomes pigul, and it's pasul, mispaglim, and even the nesachim that come as an accompaniment with the shlamim, they also have a din of pigul, afkol mefaglin umispaglin. So too with regard to all korbanos, if he had during the avoda machshava to eat them liachar zmanom, mispaglim v'nifsolim, and not only that, they pasul the nesachim that come as an accompaniment with them. And at this point, the Gemara is going to bring an alternative limud as to what we derive from the Hekish to Mincha. And it says, "V'masnisa tana mishmei de Rabbi Akiva." The Brisa says the name Rabbi Akiva, and the Posgim Zostars Mincha, Ma Mincha Mekadeshes Bibolua, Afkol Mekadeshes Bibolua. Just like Mincha is Mekadesh, anything that's no Geaba has a Dinah Kamosa, and we quoted earlier the Posgim Kol Asher Yiga Bahem Yikdosh, so too, every Karman that was Bolea, it's Mekadesh the Bas Olias Kamohu. And of course, you wonder how Rabbi Akiva uses Mincha as the paradigm. Mincha is Racha, as we said before, and it's not similar to other Kodshim. And the Hemshech HaSugyo, which we'll pick up Mirzim tomorrow, is going to discuss why we need to derive this halacha of Kol Anogei Yikdash, and why the Torah had to write it, both in Korban Chatos and in Korban Mincha. Mirzim Shem, we'll pick that up tomorrow. So we're here on Daf Tzadiches, and we're about 10 lines down from the top.